Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Residents of several roads along the Route 9 corridor near the Port of Wilmington have complained of truck traffic they say hurts their property values and quality of life. Delaware Public Media's Sophia Schmidt reports one such street may now get the opportunity to move.
Imagine that at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm standing in the driveway of a house on Piles Lane off Route 9 in Newcastle, watching trucks go by every few minutes. Most turn into Port to Port, an international shipping company with a location right across the street. Behind Port to Port is the Delaware River Industrial Park, and less than a mile away is the Port of Wilmington. Winnie Richards lives a few doors down, and she says members of her family have lived on the street for more than 100 years.
Yeah, that was my grandmother's house. This is my Aunt Mildred's house. This was Mr. Giles's house. That was Zion's house. The house that sits back was my aunt's.
But she says over the decades, the area has changed. In the last few years, truck traffic on her street has made it hard to live there. Winnie's neighbor, Charlie Gonzalez, agrees.
There is a problem with the trucks, because when they do drive past the homes, these houses, they're so close to the road that they start to shake. You know, not really bad, like an earthquake or anything like that, but still, it's annoying that, you know, you have to rearrange your little picture frames and your figurines that you have on your tables.
Now Winnie, Charlie, and their neighbors may get the chance to sell their houses to the state and move away. This year's bond bill signed by Governor John Carney last month quietly authorizes and encourages DelDOT to purchase the 10 residential parcels along Piles Lane closest to Pigeon Point Road at fair market price. A DelDOT spokesperson says the department will go through its normal process to acquire land as laid out in state code. The department says it does not yet know how much a buyout of the parcels would cost, but is required to offer fair market value for them and will not force residents to sell. According to county tax records, most of the houses were built in the 1920s and sit on roughly a quarter of an acre each. The online real estate company Zillow prices most of the properties at between $60,000 and $100,000. State Representative Frank Cook says he has received complaints about the trucking from his constituents on Piles Lane. He's meeting with DelDOT and other elected officials to plan how the potential buyouts would work. He chalks the conflict on Piles Lane up to industrial zone land much too close to residential.
That zoning got in, not thinking about the people around it. It's a huge mistake made by government of letting that be next to housing, that type of economic development. And how do we make up for that mistake? That boggles me every night.
Cook sees it as infeasible to kick out the industry or downzone the industrial land, noting the jobs involved and the planned expansion at the Port of Wilmington by the company now operating it, Gulftainer. In a statement, Gulftainer says it is aware of the DelDOT buyout option and is, quote, very pleased, unquote, the state is taking a proactive approach to the residents' concerns. County Councilwoman Janet Kilpatrick sees industrial operations as possibly playing a role in buying out adjacent residents.
So that it wouldn't always be the government that has to buy it, but we could have some sort of private-public partnership going.
And she says if the residents of Piles Lane sell their properties, the county should step in to correct a small piece of the zoning problem in the area by keeping Piles Lane parcels open space.
If that happens, then the county needs to come in. We need to proactively rezone that and guarantee that there is a buffer between Piles Lane and what would be the next street in Hamilton Park behind the Piles Lane people to guarantee that this won't happen again.
Bad zoning is also a theme of the Route 9 corridor master plan completed by the Wilmington Area Planning Council 2 years ago. It prompted the county to survey residents of Eden Park Gardens and Hamilton Park, which includes Piles Lane, on their perceptions of environmental burdens caused by nearby industry and their desire to relocate. Roughly half of residents in these neighborhoods indicated they would be likely to move away if given fair value for their homes or financial assistance. Pastor Lewis McDuffie, president of the Eden Hamilton Park Civic Association, has advocated for relocation for years. He sees DelDOT's authorization to purchase the parcels on Piles Lane as good news for his efforts to secure buyouts for the larger community.
Not only does it help it, it clears the way for the state to become involved in other things. Not only that, it gets out some more people
But McDuffie says fair market value would not be the appropriate compensation. In discussions with the county about the concept of relocation, he says he's advocated for funding likely above market value that would allow residents to move to equivalent homes in a similarly low crime area, but without the environmental burdens.
We would need to have the value sufficient to replace what we already have. No violence, zero violence, opportunity for the children. That can't be accomplished by those terms.
For Charlie Gonzalez, the decision to sell would be a hard one. According to tax parcel records, he bought his home more than 30 years ago for $22,000. He says he has invested around $400,000 into the property since then through renovations and improvements. He says he loved his once quiet street and the view of the Christina River from the end of it. And he's retired.
For me, I wasn't planning on moving out of here. Until all of this came along. So now they kind of put me between a rock and a hard place. So I have to make a decision. And if the price is right, then I will make that decision, because I'm afraid to go into another neighborhood. I don't know how I'm going to be treated there. I don't know. It's an unknown for me. It's terrifying to have to just uproot to go somewhere else, and then your neighbors might not be like these neighbors are. We're like a family back here.
Winnie Richards says when local elected officials raised the idea of a buyout at a community meeting last year, she did not want to sell her house. But in the months since, her thoughts have begun to change.
This is a thoroughfare between Newcastle Avenue and Pigeon Point Road, and it's always going to be that way. So I'll give up my house that I love so much and my brand new garage and my brand new $6,850 driveway and my brand new shed, but they're going to have to pay for it.
Whether and how much the state might pay for the houses on Piles Lane remains to be seen. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sophia. And The Green continues in just a moment with reaction from local lawmakers to last weekend's mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, and their impact on the debate over gun control legislation. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.